What up, it's your boy Bugsy Laveau.
What's going on, it's your young Splackavelli Pizzo Ben Wham.
Southwest Florida, we are the City Boys, yes, the unfiltered voice of the youth from Fort Myers. Now, as some of y'all may know, this is a Valentine's Day episode. So me and my dog are going to break down the great do's and don'ts for Valentine's Day. First things first, condoms are not allowed on Valentine's Day. I don't care if she's the first date.
Condoms aren't allowed on Valentine's Day.
You said they are?
Yeah.
No,
I don't trust these hoes, bro.
Bro, listen, Valentine's Day is a day for love, passion, and understanding.
Yeah.
You can't use a rubber, bro. A rubber is like a roadblock.
It's a
like
roadblock.
You ever try bowling with like the fucking the railings and shit?
Yeah.
You can't really get your strike in. You can't.
I mean,
get
it was
a
great experience though. I still hit. I got some pins in. Well,
I'm light skinned. We fall in love easy, so therefore, light skins don't use condoms on Valentine's Day.
I might think about it. Is she bad enough? Nah, let me stop. I don't know. I think I still want to go in safe on Valentine's Day. Get those one condoms that be flavored and shit.
That sounds too much, bro. Too much. Give me something else that they gonna do on Valentine's Day.
What they gonna do on Valentine's
Day? Or would you not? Do you put it in her butt on Valentine's Day?
Nah, I might. One thing about Valentine's Day though, that is the day where you can like experiment to your nastiest you. You know what I'm saying?
But bro, that brings me to my point, bro. No condoms on Valentine's Day.
I'm saying I might consider it, depending on who I'm with. Everybody ain't finna get the raw dog wound down, you know. But I'm gonna just go to the point where what I'm sick of for Valentine's Day. I'm going, because I do my part on Valentine's Day.
Okay, what you sick of?
I'm sick of getting dressed up naked, and that's it. I'm sick of bae not putting any effort in, but she gonna get outfit.
So are you saying pussy alone is not enough for Valentine's Day?
That is
brother?
Not a Valentine's gift. If you want me to go out, spend some money, put some effort, some thought, I need more than some coochie. I need some love, some passion, and I need to know you thought about me.
It's time for us kings to respect ourselves.
You know what I'm saying?
We can no longer accept
If you ain't spending more than $30-$40 on me on Valentine's Day.
Bitch, you got to spend $100. You got to drop $100 on me.
Drop a bag on me.
I'm going to go digging that stock. I need about $100 at least.
I'm a city boy. You got that bag, then spend it, baby.
What if she broke, though?
If she broke?
It's a lot of broke college girls that be trying to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you can still finesse. You can. That's the point. If you broke, that should give you all the more incentive to like go all out for me as far as like putting some thought into what you do.
Nah, because you contradict yourself, bro. Because when I was broke, I was broke, do you know what I gave my girl at the time for Valentine's Day?
What?
Broke nigga dick. So if she broke, what can she give us?
All right, but when I
was broke vagina.
Because when I was broke, what I did, I remember like if y'all was rocking with us from like day one in the episode, I was talking about my Valentine's Day in the past, and I made a song for a bit when I was broke. So if you can't match my type of effort and, I don't know, make me a scrapbook, send me a good text message, make me feel all lovey-dovey or something, then I ain't satisfied on Valentine's Day.
What if she take you to strip club for Valentine's Day?
I fall with her. I might fall in love with her if she do something like that. She different. I don't get no experiences like that. Yeah, you show me something different on Valentine's Day, that's cool.
Would you take a stripper on a date for Valentine's Day?
Or I take on a date?
Yeah, like, would you make a stripper your Valentine's? I feel like that should be fly.
I think it'd be fly. And I'll put it on my Instagram story. I let her be know, like, yo, we just had a good time.
But here's the thing, though. How you going to convince her to not go out with you on Valentine's Day when she could be at the strip club working, making money? What's like, how you going to finesse her out of her shift?
I'll tell her. Because I can do it like this, because I celebrate Valentine's Day like the day after, because that's my day. You feel me? So
wait, what? Hold on, what?
It's side nigga day, bro. I ain't celebrating.
No,
Valentine's
man. I'm talking about for Valentine's Day.
Like, I'm saying, so that gonna bring me to my point. I tell her I'm gonna go cool in the script club with her on my day, and we gonna do it like that. That type of thing.
Bro, that makes no sense. Hold on.
What don't make sense about
bro,
it?
So hold on. So Valentine's Day,
I go spend that on her. She a stripper, right? What strippers love?
Oh,
money?
Man, know, man. That's not gonna work, bro. That's not gonna work, bro. That's not gonna work.
So I can't go spend a bag on a stripper and shit. Then I think strippers would be happy with me coming there and spending some money on them on Valentine's Day.
I mean, I guess. I don't know. Maybe
what
I'm,
would you
maybe
do?
I,
what would be so extravagant I'm, that you would be like, oh, buzz your shit, that'll have a stripper just in
love.
Nah,
like,
what would you do?
I'm light skinned, dog. So I like I like that type of attention. So I'm not gonna bring her to the strip club and have her work in for Valentine's Day. I'll take her, you know what I'm saying? I'll take it like to Miramar outlets, you know what I'm saying? Like, I might splurge a little bit. You
I ain't
know
gonna splurge, give it out.
I let her get like them, you know what I'm saying? At Puma, they got them 2 for $70 sneakers, you know what I'm saying? I give her one some of those.
Get some
then
shoes.
You know what I'm saying? Then we go back to their crib. She watch me play Xbox while she rub on my back. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know what I'm saying? Then I give her some broke nigga dick. That's like, but it's genuine though, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not at the strip club, like. You know what I'm saying?
Like I feel like she'll be satisfied. I ain't finna spend nothing on no stripper because I ain't even saying that I'm that type of person, but I ain't finna spend that on the stripper. I'm barely spending that on the girl that I love, shit. So I don't know.
What about an ex? Is ex like a valid Valentine?
Hell no, you know my resolution. We ain't double backing no old hoes. Why would I go back to an ex? I feel like an ex is always a last resort though. People do that though. Like when you in them moments and you just can't get right, but you know that's an open option type of thing. But I wouldn't even much pull that card. I wouldn't double back on my ass.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that shit either. What about, I feel like public sex should be allowed on Valentine's Day. What? Yeah. What you gonna say, bro? Don't even, what should it be?
You can do it.
Yeah, I feel like
if you see somebody fucking in public, you should just let it slide because it's Valentine's Day.
That reminds me of the time when I got caught. It was my birthday, and I was in the backseat of a. Damn, if y'all remember like the old hookah lounge on McGregor back when it was like in the plaza next to like I think it was like a sushi spot. It was like I don't remember, but it was in the plaza like off McGregor somehow.
I think I remember.
And what it was like my Lions birthday. I don't know. I don't remember exactly
that's not
where
for
it was.
Me,
at.
But proceed. Boys.
But I was in a back parking lot. It was my birthday. Yep. Me and my girl at the time. We was, you know what I'm saying? We was getting it in. We was doing. We was out here being nasty and shit. Anyways, so I'm like mid stroke and I hear like a tap on the window. And I look behind me, and it's a fucking police shining his light inside of my
car. Busted.
And then like, and then, bro had pulled me out the car, and then he was, you know, he's like, man, you know, this is a felony. He's giving me some bullshit.
Yeah.
And then he's like, give me your ID, and he gave me the ID, and cause it was my birthday, he let it slide.
Oh.
I feel like the same rules apply for Valentine's Day, like.
Yeah, the birthday card.
Yeah, like if it's Valentine's Day and it's people out there, you know,
like,
obviously
love,
you can't
dude.
Be like wilding like in Centennial
in
Park, like
club.
Mid-stroke ass out, but like
yeah,
if you like,
shit.
You know what I'm saying, like in the club in the back seat. I mean, in the club in a VIP sofa that's in the back, or you're in the back seat in the park somewhere parking lot, or you like behind a Wendy's like somewhere on Daniels.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, where there's no lights. You know what I'm saying, you should be allowed
pure
to
romance,
get it in.
Huh?
It's pure romance, like it's what goes on best, man.
Alright, so public sex on Valentine's Day is a dude.
Public sex on Valentine's Day is a dude. You gotta put it in her butt for Valentine's Day. But you gotta like test it though. You can't, I mean, of course you need consent.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Consent.
We respect,
you can't just be
we respect
shit
women
in people,
here.
But.
You need consent, but it's kind of corny if you ask though, because that kind of ruins the vibe. So you gotta like, you know what I'm saying? If y'all
so you
don't
just
know.
Tap her? You just tap her.
Nah,
with it.
Ain't no tap. Ain't no tap.
You gotta, how you get consent?
You gotta put your thumb in the butt lightly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And like little by little, like just inch it in. And if she of course she gonna jump
experiment.
At first. She gonna jump at first.
She
but then
to
if
it.
she continue letting you, that's consent, right? That's like, okay, go a little bit deeper. It's Valentine's Day. We finna get in. Oh, one more thing. Now that I just reminded.
What's up?
We gotta stay away. If unfortunately you're gonna use a condom for Valentine's Day,
like I
stay
am.
Away from Durex condoms on Valentine's Day.
Trash.
I don't know if I can say that. I don't know if that's slander. I don't know if I can get sued, but if I did, I'm just playing.
Listen, we looking
but if
out
I can't
people.
Get sued, then I'm being serious. Trash. Stay away from them rubbers because they pop and they break all the time. A man as myself
and they're overpriced.
With wise old age, I've had a lot of experiences and a lot of scares with Durex condoms. And I'm trying to help y'all. Bless yourselves. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Without further ado, man, Pizzo, take it away. We got a brand new Pizzo's playlist today.
Yes, sir. So as you know, this is the Valentine's Day episode, and I'm in my feelings. I ain't in love.
Why are you in your feelings, Pizzo?
Because I got to celebrate the day after, man. I can't get no Valentine's Day love, so I don't really care about it. You feel me? See me on the 15th. But Pizzo's playlist, we're going to start it off with one of my favorite songs lately, Kid Omarv and Tokyo Jets. It's called Heartbreaker.
Why you like that song?
I like this song because it gives like both point of views of two hurt people that just ended a relationship. And one person feels salty. The other person understands why one feels salty. But both of them are going back at each other. And it kind of shows you how one person feels versus the other person feels after a breakup.
How you feel about Tokyo Jets?
She growing on me, dog. If you watched last episode, I had shouted her out with the song with Major Nine. And she growing on me, dog. And I don't really listen to like female artists because they talk about stuff that women relate to rather than what men relate to. But she hard. And then that brings me to my second song. YNW Melly, he just dropped a new tape. It's called I Shine, You Shine, We Shine. And one of the songs that I like off of that is called City Boys. City Girls. It's called City Girls. It's the first track on the tape. And it's pretty hard. It's what it talks about is like a woman who basically just cares about herself and she does what she gotta do so she can get ahead. Woman. But not independent. A conceited materialistic woman.
Okay.
Yeah, so you don't really want to be that type of girl. But I fought with no type of women.
In other words, it's a girl from Naples.
Alright.
Nah, but the other day I forgot who I was talking to, but I was telling him, I was like, man, YNW Melly was on level 4 at 4 Mile Jail, man. Yeah, he's fine by me, bro. Like, deal with me.
Yeah, cool dude. And lastly, I gotta go back to my dog. He's still one of the hardest artists coming out of Florida to me. I feel like Florida needed this guy. I'm gonna go at Rod Wave again with Heart for Sale. Because this is our Valentine's episode, I'm in my feelings. I ain't got no love for these tricks, you feel me? So I got a heart for sale just like Rod Wave. He talks about how he always just invests his time in the wrong women and he can be putting it towards other things that can be more productive. And mm-hmm. I feel that on a godly level. So those are my three songs for Pizzo Playlist. We got Kid Omarv and Tokyo Jets, Heartbreaker. We got Rod Wave, Heart for Sale, and we got YNW Melly, City Girls. So make sure you check them out. Let me know if you feel them, and tune in next week for Pizzo's Playlist.
Pizzo, that kind of brings me to, that kind of reminds me and brings to my attention. What you got playing for Valentine's Day?
Bro, I keep saying I'm not celebrating till the day after. I'm a side dude. I'm a side dude, whatever. If they hit me up, they hit me up. Not... I'm going to be, on this computer like always, dog.
Long I already know what I'm doing for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, you know you lit.
Nah.
Everybody ain't able.
Hell no, I'm not lit. Nigga, everybody, you know what I'm doing? I'm staying off Instagram and I'm beating my meat and going to sleep. That's what I'm doing on Valentine's Day. I'm staying off all social media. I'm finna see my exes thriving. I'm finna see my crushes thriving.
Yeah.
I'm finna see, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just trying to stay away from that negative energy. You know what I'm saying? Over here, we preserve our chakras by only indulging in positive behavior. So I'm staying away from all that type of shit.
Man, I'm listening to music and standing my feelings on Valentine's Day. That's probably what I'm end up doing.
You know something that irks me about Valentine's Day, though?
What's up?
I feel like all these hoes need to stop using their sons as Valentine's Day. You always get your little sad ass, lonely ass, ignored, neglected ass baby mama talking about, oh, my son, my Valentine's Day. I only need my son, this, that. Your son not finna cuddle you to sleep?
No.
Your son gonna drool on your weave. Your son gonna be sitting there putting his feet in your face.
Throw up on your breast.
Your son not gonna rub on your butt.
Nope.
Your son not gonna come and
hug you. Your son might rub on your butt, but it's gonna be awkward.
It's gonna be awkward. We're not trying to take it. It's gonna be a little awkward.
It's gonna be awkward.
But y'all need to stop using your son as an excuse, man. Listen, maybe you might not need a man, and I respect it.
Yep.
But don't be trying to have your son fill the role because you just look lonely and afraid.
Yeah. So say you post to yourself. If you're independent, just do some independent stuff. Spoil yourself on Valentine's Day. Stay off the book making statuses about your son. It's a no-no.
So, Pizzo, you a man with many hoes. How do you recover
the hoes? No, don't put that. Hold on. We gonna start that right there. I ain't got no hoes. I might be a side nigga, but that mean they got something else going. I ain't got no hoes, dog.
Okay, so hypothetically, how does one recover their hoes after Valentine's Day? Say,
and that's a tricky, that's a tricky situation,
say you
got
exactly. Go ahead, break it down, bro.
Because you say, all right, hypothetically, this guy has hoes, right?
Right.
You can't let one know that one is more important than the other. Whoever you you got to keep in mind that whoever you focus your attention on, that's basically the man, and whoever didn't get that amount of attention, you in trouble with. You know what I'm saying?
So you, so say you go on Valentine's, the 14th, you with your man, right?
Right.
And then say you don't post on social media, but she posts you on social media, and she tag you.
And you can't say nothing.
Everybody else sees.
Everybody see it.
How do you get them back the next few days?
I got to see what she did too, though, because I know nobody innocent in these situations. So to be petty, I got to make sure she ain't going to enjoy herself on Valentine's Day too. If you had a good time, you should be on my trail about how I had a good time. But if I felt like you was in your feelings, like I kind of needed you to be so I can come and do my thing the next day, then I got to, you know, do what I can to try to recover that situation. But how would I recover that situation? I got to start it off with a you mad text. Just, hey, you mad?
I already know it's going to come after, though. They're going to write you a whole paragraph.
I need that paragraph to go ahead, get out the way.
And then you're going to be like,
paragraph out the way.
Damn, all right. No, no, you're going to respond with it. Damn, so I can't come over?
You know, let's talk in person. You know,
let's get some closure.
Let's talk in person, get some closure, get back right. And I feel like it'll be straight after that. Y'all just need to have some communication afterwards. If y'all in the talking stage, y'all in the talking stage. You shouldn't lose no hoes on Valentine's Day.
I'm so glad I don't got to deal with that shit. I'm so glad I don't got no hoes. I'm a faithful young man.
Me too, dog. That's why we talking hypothetically. Let's keep that in mind.
Okay. How do you handle Valentine's Day if you're broke?
If I'm broke?
Yeah.
By being creative, dog. Like, I do some cliche. I do some cliche. And it's like, aside from the furniture that we talking about, like, you can literally, like, take a bit to the beach, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Get you a blanket, you know what I'm saying? Okay. Some candles that you need batteries, you know what I'm saying?
Wait, where do they get these battery
powered candles? At Old Time Pottery, okay. next to Starbucks. Go there, you know what I'm saying? Get yourself right. Get you some battery-operated candles.
Tell them Pizzo sent you.
Get your blanket. Tell them Pizzo sent you. They're going to give you a discount on the poster, you know what I'm saying? You get there, you lay your blanket out. You know, I don't know, put a blindfold on the face or some shit.
Put a blindfold on
the face. Baby, don't
hit
know
her with
what's
the bird
on.
Box.
Put a blindfold on the face. You know what I'm saying? Unfold it. She got a nice little setup on the beach. It ain't cost you nothing but the price of batteries and a blanket.
That's all right. So you telling me, myself, a broke nigga, right?
Yeah.
I could get in the Uber, pick her up in the Uber.
Uber should be discounted on the holidays too.
Uber should be discounted on the holidays. This is true.
You know what I'm saying?
This is true.
Boom.
Take it to the beach. Get some battery-powered candles.
Yep.
Double A's. On deck. Drop it on the sand.
Bam.
Blindfold. Hit it with the bird box.
Yep.
Put a blindfold on and voila, I'm lit.
You lit. And she gonna remember that.
Okay. All right. I ain't mad at that.
You ain't spend nothing but probably $20 at most.
I ain't mad at that at all.
What you got? What you got?
Broke dick. That's right. Broke nigga dick. Cause you know when you broke and you don't got no financial power, you know, it does something to your spirit and it does something to your hunger. You know what I'm saying? So you go that extra mile to make your toes curl, you know what I'm saying? You reach deep in within yourself and somehow, some way you find that G spot in 0.2 seconds. You hear me? So like I feel like you as a broke man, you develop a certain sense of character where you just extend yourself to please your woman. Cause when you rich, you don't really got no time.
Nah.
When you rich, you like, man, I ain't trying to do this shit. I'm gonna give you 2 minutes, 13 strokes, I'm done.
Couple dollars.
But when you broke, you know, like, you don't got nothing else to offer, so you need to make God's blessing count. So that's my give for a broke nigga. All
right.
But we're gonna switch it up. As you all may know, I do the segment titled Duck of the Week. And for this Valentine's Day special, my duck of the week is everybody who believed their ex-girlfriend when she said, he's just a friend. It's not like that. Because look at your dumb ass. Look, you single on Valentine's. She's on a date with a it's not like that type of friend. Getting her black back, bro. Sorry. See, look, I was so flustered by this, I fucked up my speech. She was getting her back blown out. Sucking the nail polish out of her toes, and you on Instagram going through her likes because you believed her when she told you that. Damn. It was not just like that. So from now on, y'all, I need y'all to understand, if you have some type of suspicion about your girl or your ex, with her quote unquote bestie, that nigga not her bestie.
You're not.
He aiming how to blow her back out.
Yeah.
So for everybody that believed it, I need some quacks for the quacks.
And don't be sad, because I was a dope before too.
Hold on. Is that this happened to you?
It's happened to me, dog.
Hold on. Did it happen to me? I think it did happen to me, too.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like a rite of passage.
But we older now. We smarter. We wiser. We young kings. You know what I'm saying? So if it's happening to you now, you a duck.
All right. So all the people in the city, man, Pizzo, we got to help these people, right?
Right.
What are some other places that they can go in Southwest Florida for Valentine's Day?
For Valentine's Day?
That requires zero to little money.
Zero to little money.
I feel like you can take your girl, you know what I'm saying? You can pick her up in your mom's whip, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Pick her up kind of like around 6 or 7 when the sun's going down.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't got no AC in the car, she it's not that good. Hot, you know what I'm saying? You could take her to like Edison Mall. You know what I'm saying? Y'all could walk around the mall for a little bit. Y'all could stroll around. That should give you about an hour or so.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You could window shop. You can take her to these little booths and be like, oh, look at this, look at this. Yeah. Don't buy her shit, bring it up. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Bring it up for conversation. Like, oh, this is dope. And just see her eyes light up. And then that's when you got to take her away. Like, okay, nah, let's keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? I feel like you can kill a good hour and change.
Window shop.
After that, you know what I'm saying? When it's a little bit dark outside, like people say, you can take it to the beach.
To the beach.
You can walk through the sand.
Yeah.
You can walk. Well, you can walk enough to where she gets tired, and then y'all got to sit down and talk about life. And that's when you feed her all these broken promises, like, nah, girl, I'm going to change. I've been thinking about you forever. You know what I'm saying? And then from there, you know what I'm saying? You can take it to Lonnie Kai. It's a little expensive, but that's where all your money really going to go to.
Yeah.
To Lonnie Kai. And then, boom, you know what I'm saying? Right there, you can hit her with a good three round as a broke nigga.
Three rounder.
Yeah. Pizza, you got any recommendations?
I take a bit to the the fair on Ortez, bitch. You know they be having the fair on Ortez where the Mexican flea market at?
Yeah.
I feel like that's different. A bit don't go there. Not too many people be there, so it's like you got the fair to yourself. When you ever went to a fair, you ain't have to stand in no super long line.
Never.
So
only time I've been to a fair and there's been no lines is at the Lehigh Fair after there was a big fight.
At the Lehigh Fair after the fight. So bum, y'all got the fair to yourself. It should still be running around Valentine's time. You know what I'm saying? Y'all check y'all local listings for that. But, yeah, I'll take a bit to a fair and we just cool it like that. I feel like that'll be fun, some original. And it'll probably tell us, like, what, $15 entry. So you're probably spending, like, $30, $40 on a date.
Okay,
you know
okay. Looking That's out great. For the people.
You feel me?
All day.
Support see, local.
See, one thing about myself, one thing. See, look, I've been a broke nigga for a long time. So one thing that I noticed about myself, dog, is, like, there's two things. There's three things broke niggas can give the best to a female. I mean, to a woman. Sorry, female's problematic from what I heard. There's three things that a broke nigga can give to a woman the best, right? That's dick.
Okay.
That's talk game, conversation.
Yeah.
And an ear.
And an ear.
You know what I'm saying? Ooh, that's all you really need.
Bruh, an ear is the reason a lot of niggas lost their females, bro, because of a listening ear.
Y'all know how many dope boys, females, I done smashed because they ain't have no time to listen to their girlfriend vent? I'm not going to answer that question. But what I'm trying to say is, look, you can, this, and this is another date you can do. You can take her to like the food truck on Ortez, the little taco truck, you know what I'm saying? The little taco truck on Ortez.
You know what I'm saying?
You could buy her like, I think each taco like $1.50. If you want a spurge, you want to get some cheese on the taco, that's an extra 25 cents.
But it's worth
$1.75, you know what I'm saying? Get her about 3 or 4 tacos. She going to be full. Yep. You can go to a little corn store they got over there. Bam. Get her like a little grape Arizona or whatever. Boom, $1 right there.
Bam.
All in all, you probably spent about $6-$7.
Stop playing.
You done heard her vent.
Yep.
You done heard about her dreams.
Yep.
She got a full stomach.
Yep.
What else you need?
She had a great day.
That's a great date right there.
$6.
$6.
Stop
and
playing.
And got cheese on the taco.
Cheese on the taco. Stop playing.
Last but not least, on my end, at least, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you are like a reformed thug that's doing better for yourself nowadays, you know what I'm saying? You could take it to on a tour of all your old trap spots, you know what I'm saying?
Trap tour,
you know what I'm saying? You could tell her like, damn, babe, look, I changed my life for the better. I don't do this no more.
I started drinking on Dunbar Street.
But let me show you where I used to get it in at, you know what I'm saying? You could drive down a few blocks, you know? Obviously, you can't get out the car because you can't make shit hot. And you can't drive too fast because you're going to look like the police. So you got to kind of like calmly drive by. And then just give her a whole story, man, of how you change your life for the better.
Yeah.
Guaranteed box at the end of the night. Take it from Lavo.
Women love reformed men, bro.
Women love reformed men. Why you think Chris Brown still get laid?
Stop playing.
Pizza, you got one more place you want to get to people?
I would take a bit home because I ain't got nothing for you, man. I'm just salty this year, dog. Y'all see me next year. I'll have better tips for you. I'll take a bit home. Get away from me. Let me be alone.
All right, Pizza, a little bit depressed on Valentine's Day. It's all good. It's understandable. It's what happens good. To the best?
You know.
All right, wrapping up our episode, I have one poem. As you all may know, this has become like a thing. I'm out here motivating the people.
Yes, sir.
Leading the youth, empowering men to respect themselves, revolutionizing the poetry game in Southwest Florida.
Big ceviche.
Big ceviche. All day. Spicy ceviche. Mm. So this poem right here is called Puss at Futnik. And it goes something like this. Puss at Futnik. Puss at Futnik. Oh, how I hate a puss at Futnik. I hate the way they talk. I hate the way they smell. I hate the way they gossip about me. And I hate the lies they tell. I hate the way you look in the morning. I hate the way you look at night. I hope the Lord forgives me because I pray that that somebody steals the seat from your bike. Oh, puss at Futnik. All right, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. This is Bugs Lavo. Pizza Wham Bam. City Boys, we out.
Yes, sir.